Markets wrapped up a mixed week as Middle East tensions flared up after US President Donald Trump declared the Iran ceasefire over, with neither side showing signs of compromise. Over the weekend, we saw more strikes back and forth, with the price of oil trading higher this morning as tensions continue to escalate. On the earnings front last week, PepsiCo painted a somewhat softer picture of the US consumer, but resilient international demand helped drive a modest increase in revenue. SK Hynix, the South Korean semiconductor giant and one of the top memory chip producers, delivered a standout US debut on Friday. Looking at the week ahead, second quarter earnings season shifts into high gear, starting with major US banks. JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo report on Tuesday, giving investors an early read on loan growth, investment banking activity, and the outlook for interest rates. Tech investors will be watching TSMC and Netflix, who are both reporting on Thursday. TSMC's results will be watched for confirmation that AI demand remains robust, while Netflix will provide an update on subscriber growth and advertising momentum. ASML, another key AI supply chain company, reports Wednesday. The economic calendar is equally busy. US inflation on Tuesday will shape expectations for the Federal Reserve's next move, while Fed Chair Kevin Warsh delivers his first semi-annual monetary policy testimony before Congress on Tuesday and Wednesday. US retail sales, housing data, and consumer sentiment is also expected later in the week. In Canada, the central bank is expected to keep rates unchanged on Wednesday, and UK GDP is expected on Thursday. In China, trade data is expected on Tuesday, as well as GDP growth, retail sales, and industrial production on Wednesday. Turning to South Africa, manufacturing production remained under pressure in May, declining 4.3% year-on-year, reinforcing expectations that the sector will continue to weigh on GDP growth. In the week ahead, we expect May mining production to be released on Tuesday. And on the corporate front, Richmont will release its first quarter trading update on Wednesday, followed by BHP's operational review on Thursday. That's it for now. Have a great week.